So the readings at Mass are on a three-year cycle, known as year A, year B, and year C. And in year A, we read from the Gospel of Matthew. In year B, we read from the Gospel of Mark and John. We read from the two of them this year because they are both the shortest ones. We put them together, they make up a whole year. In year C, we read from Luke. So this means that if you came to Mass for 3 years, you would hear the four Gospels proclaimed over that period of time. And every year, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we call it Good Shepherd Sunday, because each year we read about Christ as the Good Shepherd. It's not the same reading, because in year A, the focus in Matthew is about the sheep recognizing the voice of the shepherd. And in year C, when we read from Luke, it's Jesus does not lose any of his sheep. But this year, in year B, the central theme is how the good shepherd, the true shepherd, does not work for pay. He's not doing this for reward. He's not a hired shepherd who doesn't care about the sheep. Instead, he is a shepherd of the sheep because he loves the sheep. That's the message. So Jesus makes it very clear that his life and dying on the cross was not done out of duty, was not done just because he had to be obedient to God the Father, but he did it out of love for us. And that might be strange for us to understand, except that I bet we all know The difference between doing something because you were hired to do it and you're working for pay, and one who does something out of love. If someone said that they would pay you to be a parent, since you're a parent, we're going to pay you for it. The phrase usually comes back as, you couldn't pay me enough. There wouldn't be a, right? But yet parents put up with so much for their children. And they would, that things that they wouldn't even do for someone else, they certainly would do for their children, because they're not working for pay. The same would be true for children who take care of their parents, especially as they get older. We know it is because there is the bond there, the bond of love, that causes them to do things that really no one would ever do, even for pay. And Jesus says that what he did and why he did it falls into that kind of category, out of sheer love. You know, it's interesting how everybody has an idea about Catholicism and our faith, but the great theologians, they talk about that this whole scripture word and proclamation to all of us and the life we've been given is really first a love story. You know, and it's out of free choice, Jesus says, because he also says that no one takes it from him. You know, that he lays it down on his own. And of course, when I say love, I'm not talking about a feeling, you know, or even the feeling like you want to do something. You know, we may not love doing what's required, but oftentimes we do it because of the love of someone. And that's why we do the things we don't like doing. And the world confuses these two experiences and often reduces love only to that feeling. And people who love often do things they do not want to do, or they don't feel like doing. They don't decide to do it out of duty or out of a requirement, but they know that deep down they do it out of love. Whenever Jesus makes a statement in the scriptures, hopefully it causes us to think about us as well. Now we do, we who want to be like Jesus should ask the same question. In our relationship with God the Father and Christ the Son, is it love that drives us? Do we love God in that way? Or are we like the hired hand who's working for pay or some sort of reward, maybe even eternal life, right? And that once he sees the wolf coming, leaves everything behind. When struggle and difficulty, a better offer even, with more pay maybe, comes our way. Do we run away or we act like the hired hand who is only doing this out of duty because it's required? One way to tell is to ask ourselves if when it does get hard, when it does get confusing, when we don't quite understand, what keeps us faithful? Is it our abiding and unconditional love for God, as he has proclaimed he has for us? Certainly this love of God was tested by the pandemic. I think it's hard. It's hard to go to Mass with these masks on, with not hearing our choir, or, contact tracing and all the work we have to do is sanitizing, staying 6 feet apart, making sure, asking you not to talk to anybody, not to touch anybody, these are only the few protocols that we have to endure. But I guess, I'd stand on my head if it meant that would be the way I could be here at the altar of sacrifice with Christ and receive his most precious body and blood. Those without love could not understand why we would even bother doing all of this. And they probably wouldn't understand anyway. Because I think that most of us know and have had the experience that love makes us do things. I know that there are many here who love the parish and certainly this basilica and the sacrifice a lot to make sure that what they love endures. But there's a big difference, between people who do something out of love and people who do something out of duty or requirement. At work, there is a saying that if you finally find something you love doing, you never work a day in your life. And I believe that's true. And I think so because that's why I became a priest. I certainly didn't do it for the pay. After 26 years and 3 degrees, I still have this entry-level pay, and probably most of you. But that's okay. I'm not worried about that. That's not the reason why I bring it up. But I love the faith, and I love the people of the faith. And above all, I love God. And because of this love, I am, and I think all of us here, are willing to endure things that come along with the responsibility of that love, with the expression of that love. And those who do not love that way, they can't understand. They probably never would understand. As Jesus is our model for the Good Shepherd, so hopefully we can say about our faith, I don't do all of this because I have to, because I want that reward of eternal life. Hopefully we do it out of love. If your children were to ask you why you go to Mass, you would say, I don't go because, I want to go because I love Jesus so much that I want to love him as much as he loves me. To see us like the apostles after Jesus' resurrection, who would say that they actually rejoiced that they could suffer for the Lord. Now, people without faith cannot understand that statement. And even some of us with faith don't always understand it. But the martyrs who did not run away when it got bad, when it got very bad for them, Their love for their faith in Christ kept them faithful no matter what kind of wolf or thief came up against them. Those without love cannot really understand that. And they probably would never understand it. You know, as people of faith, that is the bar that we hold up. And we usually fall short, there's no question about it. And oftentimes our love is conditional. And we can do all kinds of things because we have to do them. And sometimes we don't feel like it. And we do act like a hireling and we know that hopefully that love is more than a feeling. And hopefully we also know that we're striving toward a higher position where our love for God and God's people make us like the Good Shepherd, makes us like Christ, where we live the faith out of love and no longer out of duty or out of these rules or requirements placed upon us or because we have to. And it's only then, I think, that we resemble Christ, the Good Shepherd. And I also think that that's something that the world can't understand and probably never will.